We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Chavtesim and Beis. We had said that Elio gave this piece of advice, get permission from your Creator before you go on a journey. What does that mean? May Melech Bekon Chavitzei, we're holding about 6 lines from the bottom, Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, 5 lines from the bottom. Zot Tfilat HaDerech. That's Tfilat HaDerech, Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, Kol Yitzel HaDerech, Tzich Litpalei Tfilat HaDerech. Anyone that's going on a journey has to daven Tfilas HaDerech. My Tfilas HaDerech. What is it? Yehi Ratzon Mifanecha Hashem Elokai or Eloken V'Kavoseinu Elokai V'Kavosai Shetolicheni L'Shalom. You should walk me to peace. V'Tatzideini L'Shalom, and you should march me to peace. V'Tismecheni L'Shalom, and you should support me to peace. And rescue me from the hand of any enemy or ambush along the road. And send your blessing into my handiwork, into that which I'm going to do. And let me find favor, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who behold me. Blessed are you, Hashem, who hears prayer.
Get that alternate
girsa. What alternate girsa?
Didn't you add in the word Elokeinu?
Ah, the tour brings that, yeah.
The tour brings that?
Yeah.
Where does he get it?
I don't know.
That's interesting, because this is like spelled out. You'd figure that everyone would just cut them.
Right, so the Gra quotes a girsa here, and that's the Rif's girsa. V'tachzireini leveiti l'shalom. Bring me back home in peace.
Oh, man.
And then the Gra quotes that V'tishach b'chav maseya dai should be erased. And then he quotes at the very end of the blessing, Ki ata shomea, etc., that the Torah also brings. So who knows? Okay. So then different girsas here. Ama abaye. We usually go with the girsa of the Torah. On many things in davening, you know, the Torah quotes you the girsa. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bother, the Torah does. Amar abaye, lolam nishtevinish nafshei ba'dei tzibura. A person should always put himself together with the congregation. Don't say it as an individual. So even though b'di'evit it's kosher, if you do b'lechatchila, don't say your prayer in individual form, but rather speak about us, speak about the masses, and as such, one's prayer will be more accepted. Heichi ne'ima, how should one say? Yiratzom evnecha shem lokeinu, shetolicheinu l'shalom. Say it in Lashon Rabbim. Eimat matzli. When does one say Tfilas HaDerech? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Mishash Mealech Baderech. When? From when you start traveling. Yes, so that's Magen Avraham says, once you left the border of the city, that's like 70 footsteps outside the city. The Taz says, once you know you're going, even if you're in the city. We're medayik that from earlier, when you're ready to go. Baruch HaShulchan doesn't like the Taz. He says you have to really be certain you're going. You left your house already.
You left your house?
Yeah.
But you didn't leave the city.
What? Right. So he says, I don't want to say it when you're still home. I say, you know, once you're in the car, once you start driving, that's fine. If you're taking the taxi to the airport, that's fine. You bought a ticket, you're in the taxi, you're going. So the Mishnah Brura says, b'di'evit, you could be somech on this Taz. That once you know for sure you're going, you could say it.
So what do we hold like?
I just told you. You can do this way or that way.
What are the events of opinions?
Right. So once you're confident you're going, you know, and you do an action that's confident that you're going, everyone says you could. You want to be yotzei everyone, so you say it once you've actually left the city. People are very, very careful about waiting till they're outside the city. Yeah, okay, I'm saying that.
That's what I was wondering.
Okay, but you run, you know, they think they're being machmir in one angle, but they're being makel in a different angle, as we'll see right now. Ad kama, till when can you say the prayer? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, ad parsa. Up to the distance of a parsa. So Rashi learns, what does that mean? But after you travel the parsa, you can't say it anymore. So if you could start saying it when you're home, then a parsa includes leaving the city. And it might include you're in the city, a whole parsa. It's got to be the beginning of the journey, and Rashi's pshat fits with what we were midayik before. Himalech bikoncha v'tzei, get permission and then go. Baal Halachos Gedolos learns, and this is how Shulchan Aruch paskins, that ad kama, the Gemara is asking, what's the minimum size of a journey that you're traveling that you'd have to say tefillas haderech? So there we're saying, if you're going to travel the distance of a parsa, so then you say tefillas haderech.
How is the parsa?
And,
72 minutes?
Well, that's a good question. That's a big question in the halacha. Do we gauge this by time, or do we gauge this by distance? Today we travel a parsa in
about
10-minute ride.
So we did pass it, and then it was by time.
Okay. So we say that up until you reach the last parsa, you're still going to have a parsa to travel. So up until you're within a parsa of the city, you can still make it. If you pass him that way, then you have to be 72 minutes away from the city? That doesn't sound right. When do you ever travel and you're 72 minutes away from the city?
What do you mean? We travel to the Negev. We go down there.
Okay, fine.
Anywhere. 72 minutes is not that long. We travel from Montreal to Toronto. We travel from New York to Albany.
I hear. Okay, so The Ramah is choshesh for Rashi, and he says lechatchila, say it within the first parsa, within the first 72 minutes of traveling, according to your understanding. If it's the time factor, I'm not so confident.
Who the Ramah says it?
Yeah, Ramah brings Rashi. That's what I'm saying. All these people that want to be machmir the other way, they say you're not yet out of the city, okay, but you're not yotzei Rashi, so they're more concerned with being yotzei Magen Avram than they are with being Yotzei Rashi. I'm not so confident. I don't know. I don't know why people think that's more important than that. The Ramah goes with Rashi. It's a big Jew too. So you'll tell me it doesn't count because you're not really on the journey, because the journey is only a journey that's in danger. That, as we will see, it's only when you're out of the city. Okay, say what you want. Just saying there's room to say either way.
So many details.
Okay. We'll pick up here Bezachim next time.
Why wouldn't you be able to say it after?